Section 1 of the Letters of Lord Nelson to Lady Hamilton, Volume 2. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Adrian Wheel. The Letters of Lord Nelson to Lady Hamilton, Volume 2, by Horatio Nelson. Section 1. Letters 40 to 44. Note that the numbering continues from Volume 1, which contains Letters 1 to 39. Letters from Lord Nelson to Lady Hamilton. Letter 40. Victory, under Majorca, January the 13th, 1804. My own dear, beloved Emma, I received on the 9th your letters of September the 29th, October the 2nd, 7th, 10th, 12th, 17th, November the 5th, 8th to the 24th, and I am truly sensible of all your kindness and affectionate regard for me, which I am sure is reciprocal in every respect from your own Nelson. If that lady bitch knew of that person's coming to her house, it was a trick, but which I hope you will not subject yourself to again, but I do not like it. However, it is past, and we must have confidence in each other, and, my dearest Emma, judging of you by myself, it is not all the world that could seduce me, in thought, word, or deed, from all my soul holds most dear. Indeed, if I can help it, I never intend to go out of the ship, but to the shore of Portsmouth, and that will be, if it pleases God, before next Christmas. Indeed, I think long before, if the French will venture to sea. I send you a letter from the Queen of Naples. They call out might and main for our protection, and God knows they are sure of me. Mr. Elliot complains heavily of the expense, and says he will retire the moment it is peace. He expected his family, when they would sit down 11 Elliots. If, my dear Emma, you are to mind all the reports you may hear, you may always be angry with your Nelson. In the first place, instead of 8 days, Mr. Acourt, he came on board one day, just before dinner, and left me next morning after breakfast. What pleasure people can have in telling lies! But I care not what they say, I defy them all. You may safely rely that I can for ever repeat with truth these words. For ever I love you, and only you, my Emma, and you may be assured, as long as you are the same to me, that you are never absent a moment from my thoughts. I am glad you are going to Merton. You will live much more comfortable and much cheaper than in London, and this spring, if you like to have the house altered, you can do it. But I fancy you will soon tire of so much dirt, and the inconvenience will be very great the whole summer. All I request, if you fix to have it done...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?